clients already know.
Visit KetterFinancialGroup.com.
The Nauset Beach Inn is the perfect Cape Cod getaway for you and your loved ones. Nestle next to outdoor fire pits, give the barbecues a go. Two queen-size beds and ocean views await you in every room, and pets are always welcome too. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99 a night or schedule.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Libby Emmons from The Post Millennial and a variety of other outlets is joining us now. Libby, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Grace. Glad to be here.
Now, there are so many things I want to ask you about. I do want to get into Ukraine. I want to get into Ohio and Don Lemon and all of that stuff. But first, let's knock off something that I think my listeners are really going to enjoy, because we have a lot of Maine listeners out there and a lot of New England listeners who are familiar with the Maine senator who's become the focus of the latest Twitter files. Libby, can you kind of set the story for us here?
Yeah. So Angus King had been in touch with Twitter to try and get people suppressed, censored, and banned. He didn't even really have very good reasons. In some cases, he just declared that the accounts were weird, and so he didn't want those to be up on Twitter, you know, and kind of stuff like that. He claimed people were bots, and he just was essentially trying to use Twitter to suppress and censor those he was opposed to politically. It's sort of the worst kind of censorship. You're not even willing to do it yourself. You're just trying to get other people to do your dirty work for you.
Yeah, and Matt Taibbi, when writing this, said one of his favorite reasons that Angus King and his staff were using was one Twitter person who used, or one reason to get people thrown off Twitter was mentioning immigration. So like you said, this goes far beyond, oh, I feel targeted, I feel threatened, I think this is inciting violence. This was just any idea that he didn't like. And furthermore, Libby, there was kind of an angle against people who were running against him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He didn't like people who talked about Rand Paul. He didn't like people who averaged 20 tweets a day. You know, he was really all over this.
Yeah, and at one point, they provided his campaign, or, you know, his staffers provided a very large list of 354 suspicious Twitter accounts they have identified. I have to say, Libby, it's very amusing to read these. I mean, he's mad at one profile that had "works at the Krusty Krab" in their bio, a reference to SpongeBob. And if anyone wants to see this, you can check it out at the Post Millennial. But do you ever read this stuff, Libby, and you think, is any work being done? Like, is this all people are doing all day, is just flagging Twitter accounts that they don't like? This is a U.S. senator.
This is a U.S. senator, and he's not the only one. We also had Adam Schiff doing the same thing, reaching out to Twitter to try and get people banned and suppressed and censored. And I think any lawmaker who contacted a corporate social media entity to try and censor or suppress any American's free speech for literally any reason should be 100% entirely ashamed of themselves. If there was an actual threat of violence, that's something that the police should be involved in. That's not something where you call up your pals over at Twitter or Facebook or whatever the companies are calling themselves and tell them to take stock and take your political enemies down for you. I think that's cowardly. I think it's anathema to our Bill of Rights. And I don't see how these people can live with themselves, knowing that that's what they were going around doing.
Yeah, it's really pathetic on top of all of the rest of the things you just mentioned. Libby, I want to switch gears here to Ukraine. Joe Biden had a surprise trip this morning to Ukraine. He's talking with Zelensky. He's pledging more money. And all I could think about all weekend was what was happening in East Palestine, Ohio. And for me, seeing Joe Biden in Ukraine giving them more money and kind of talking about this war and how, you know, we're giving our unwavering support to a war that we really don't know when this is going to end. It's hard not to juxtapose the two and say, does anybody care about these people in Ohio? I mean, you're a mother. I watch these interviews of moms worried or pregnant women worried about, you know, the water there, the air and the quality of the air they're breathing. It just feels to me so callous. What do you make of the Biden administration's handling of all this?
I think they're doing a pretty bad job, and I think they're not willing to admit their own culpability. I know that Russia has been an aggressor in Ukraine, but I do also think that the Biden administration has been teasing and baiting Russia by, you know, making noise that Ukraine was going to join NATO. That was like a whole big deal. Russia doesn't want NATO right on their border. I believe the word Ukraine itself is translated into borderlands, and I think that that's something Russia has concerns about. The other problem that we see, too, regardless of whether or not you think that U.S. involvement in the Ukrainian-Russian conflict is justified, is that we're seeing Russia turn to nations that are either, you know, in no way aligned with the U.S. or are burgeoning problems, right? Like Russia is turning to Iran and China. There was recently a meeting between Chinese president who has no term limits and can really just serve forever, Xi Jinping, and Putin, where they discussed China buying more Russian energy. We had China in Saudi Arabia talking about allowing the purchase and sale of oil to be conducted in yuan, which is a major threat to the U.S. petrodollar. And of course, you know, having all of the oil in the world bought and sold with U.S. dollars keeps us incredibly wealthy and comfy. And I don't know why we would want to threaten that at all. I think that's really a dangerous proposition for the prosperity of America and her citizens. So while we're going about this with all of our righteous indignation about democracy and what have you, we are pushing our, you know, ideological enemies a lot closer together. And there's also, of course, continued concerns about the corruption in Ukraine. You had some recent high ups in the Zelensky government resigned and forced out over their misuse of American aid for their own personal purposes. You know, I mean, who are we funding over there? What are we, why are we backing these guys? What's so great about them? Do they really have a democratic system in place? Like, I don't think we know enough. And I think the grandstanding on these ethical bases are substantially false.
Yeah, and you know, you just set up this whole scene of how this is happening in Ukraine and Russia and how Russia is getting closer to China now and all of these things that are such legitimate, valid concerns. And all I could think about, Libby, was how we never hear about any of this from the administration. And I understand a degree of denial when it comes to things and wanting people to think things are going smoother than they are. But at a certain point, it does feel like we're being kept in the dark. And then to make matters worse, the mainstream media, which typically in the past, I mean, you could argue with me on this, but typically was holding these administrations responsible and questioning government agencies and questioning spending, they're, you know, they're parroting Joe Biden's talking points. So it really does feel like when you watch Joe Biden today talking about how wonderful everything is and how Ukraine is prevailing over Russia and Russia's going to wish they'd never messed with Ukraine. And then you hear what you're telling us about what's happening in the rest of the world. These two things, they don't go together. They don't really make sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't go together too well. And also there hasn't been a lot of transparency with regard to the entire Ohio situation. You have people out there, you know, posing with glasses of water. They're not afraid of the toxic chemicals in the water, but their kids aren't sleeping in those homes. Their kids aren't, you know, drinking that tap water and bathing in it. So I don't know what they think they're proving by having a sip of some toxic water and saying that it was all totally fine. You know, I don't think that's reasonable. And it is sort of surprising that the, FEMA has been, you know, initially denied assistance to East Palestine, saying that, because homes weren't destroyed, they had no place to go in there. And then as soon as Trump announced that he was going to head out there, I think on Wednesday, the next thing you know, FEMA offers some, you know, funding and things like that. So they do really seem to be playing politics as usual. And it's a, you know, it's a shame. And you also have the these ongoing concerns with regard to our infrastructure. And yes, you have Biden saying, you know, passing the infrastructure bills and all of these kinds of things, and that's great. But then you look at the way that they're going to be implemented, and they have all of these, a new executive order was signed on Thursday, pushing every agency to expand and deepen their diversity, equity, and inclusion departments, essentially, and create programs for advancing equity and creating equitable outcomes. So that is not going to result in effective infrastructure. It's just going to result in the Biden administration's favorite thing, which is a rainbow of skin tones and sexual persuasions that they can point to and say, see, everyone looks a little different and likes to sleep with different people. So that means we're doing a great job.
Yeah, and we're all understanding now that that is not the case. Libby, I have another question for you, but in case anyone's just tuning in, I'm speaking with Libby Emmons from The Postmillennial. You can read all of her work at thepostmillennial.com. I check them out every single day. Another story that has really taken on a life of its own was a few comments Don Lemon made last week about Nikki Haley. He was reacting to her comments about having kind of age limits or competency tests for people over 75 if they're going to run for president. And Don Lemon made a comment that Nikki Haley should be careful about talking about that because she's not in her prime, which prompted, and I know Libby's seen this video, it prompted her, his co-anchor, Poppy Harlow, to kind of ask, what are you talking about? Are you talking about prime for giving birth? Are you talking about prime for running for president? And it kind of got worse from there. It just kind of became this train wreck of a conversation. Since then, Don Lemon was out on Friday. And Libby, you have a good pulse of what's going on in the media. Do you think this is the end of the road for Don? He's not back today. He's been benched. There's rumors that CNN is kind of trying to figure out what to do. Did he take it a step too far?
I don't know if he necessarily took it a step too far this time, or has just been slowly losing it since he lost his prime spot. Ever since then, he's been a little unhinged. He says wacky things. He flies off the handle. He yells at his coworkers. You know, I mean, this isn't the first time either that he's been benched for, you know, his behavior on air. So that's pretty interesting. I don't know what it holds in store for him. Maybe he'll go join Chris Cuomo wherever he landed. But yeah, people love the saga of Don Lemon. Whatever his name is, Don Lemon, not John Lennon, sorry. People love the saga of his ongoing total collapse at CNN. At least our readers do. We posted that story last night and have been getting lots of response from that.
Yeah, I'm very interested in it just because it's amazing to watch all of these people who at one point were riding high at CNN. You just mentioned Chris Cuomo, Brian Stelter, Don Lemon. All these people are now kind of failing and on the world stage nonetheless. Libby Emmons, we thank you so much for joining us. Please give people your Twitter handle. Tell people where they can read all your work and where they can follow all of your great stuff.
Sure. I'm at Libby Emmons on Twitter, and you can check out what we're doing at thepostmillennial.com every day.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Libby. We'll have you on again soon. 844-500-4242. You know what else is an interesting little tidbit for people if you're just tuning in? Do you remember Marianne Williamson? She was the light beam lady. I actually liked her a lot. She seemed like someone who would be really nice to go to if you wanted advice or, you know, wanted to have a glass of wine with. She seemed like a very sweet woman. She might be running again in 2024, and we can talk about that a little bit later. We're going to talk about Bernie Sanders. I got to read you this quote, though, and I'll probably read it for Howie as well. On the Angus King front and how he was sending out these lists of people he wanted banned from Twitter, this is what Taibbi wrote. He said, "If Dick Nixon sniffed glue, this is what his enemies list would have looked like." Yeah, it's a great quote. I'm going to read it to Howie later because we talk about the enemies list all the time. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. Lines are open. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your mouth issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take too many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason people say, have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Do you love spending all that time in long grocery checkout lines? I didn't think so. Get HelloFresh's chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your door instead, and you can skip the trip to the grocery store so you can spend more time doing the things you love. HelloFresh now has 40 weekly recipes to choose from, more choices than ever before. Say goodbye to your recipe rut and hello to seasonal recipes packed with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that make getting dinner on the table easy and enjoyable. From fit and wholesome to family-friendly and quick and easy. HelloFresh has dishes for your lifestyle and meal preference with options to please even the pickiest eaters. Plus, it doesn't hurt that HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and restaurant takeout. Make eating easy and exciting with America's number one meal kit. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. That's code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65.
After drinking 1 ounce 3 times a day, my patients tell me how wonderful Balance 7 makes them feel. I'm now recommending Balance 7 to you. You can experience the same great benefit that my patients experience. Balance 7 neutralizes the acid in your body and unlocks your immune system so that your body can heal itself. With reduced acid in your body becomes less inflamed, which means joint discomfort and heartburn disappear, along with many other benefits. Some of my patients start experiencing results in as little as 3 days. Money back guarantee.
Balance 7 restores the body's natural defenses to improve joint discomfort, support brain health, and help sustain energy levels. See results in just 72 hours. Wake up and hit the ground running with Balance 7. Use code word B7 for your free bottle of My Smooth Skin.
Get your energy back and order Balance 7 today. With code Howie, get free shipping and $15 off. Order today at balance7.com. It's an understatement to say we are living in uncertain times. It's estimated that 38 million Americans are struggling with food insecurity. Continued inflation and supply chain disruption continues to push food costs higher. Families are feeling the pinch of financial distress as many struggle to make ends meet while living in the richest country in the world. Our friends at ReadyWise are here to help. Not all preparedness foods are created equal. ReadyWise takes an innovative approach to providing dependable, simple, and affordable, ready-made, freeze-dried, and dehydrated food for emergency preparedness. The folks at ReadyWise take great pride in providing the highest quality foods ready to use when you need them. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout and receive 23% off your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
I'm going to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
Huh? I'm sorry. Pensions? So we're doing so well here in the United States of America. Everything is running so damn smoothly that we're now concerned with the pensions in Ukraine? You know what I'm going to ask for, Jared. You know what drop I'm going to play right now. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
That, by the way, was a special request by 919, who wanted to hear that sound. It really is insane. If you missed it, Joe Biden is in Ukraine today on a surprise tour. He's walking around with Zelensky. And someone wrote in and said, you know, what kind of war is this? Like, there's, hold on. Photo shoots. I should read the exact thing. What kind of war is this anyway? Celebrity visits, Biden visits, Zelensky comes here to address Congress and speaks at the Oscar presentations. I don't know if he spoke at the Oscars. I think he might have zoomed into some sort of award show. And listen, no one is saying that there haven't been a tremendous amount of tragedies in Ukraine, that people haven't died fighting in this war. But it is a strange kind of mix of pop culture and this Zelensky man, and I don't think it helps. I don't think it helps his cause at all. I don't think it makes them, and some people will argue this, because I remember one time writing about the photo shoot that I believe his wife did, and it wasn't, I don't think it was with Vogue. I think it was with like Vanity Fair, but it was shot by Annie Leibovitz. And my editor was going back and forth with me, my Spectator editor, and I ended up reading a lot of different takes on it. And some people do feel like this keeps Ukraine relevant. This is how you have to capture the attention of people. People have a very short attention span. But, and that's fine. And you know what, Jared? More power to Zelensky. If he's getting more money and more attention on Ukraine, that's his job. But what our guy's job is supposed to be is to be worried about people here trying to make our lives better. Or how about just keep our lives the same as they were 2.5 years ago? 2.5 years ago, the people in East Palestine weren't worried about cancerous toxins in the air. The border wasn't being completely overrun. Inflation, despite what Joe Biden might tell you, was not this high. It was actually pretty low. And so we have all of these things, and he doesn't seem to care about any of it. Like, when you listen to the first part of that cut before he gets on to the pensions, Jared, you would think he was in Ohio talking about, we're gonna get all of the aid that you need, we're gonna be there for you. You would think he was talking to Americans. But then, if you know Joe, you know he wouldn't be that passionate about Americans. He prefers when he's talking about Americans, he prefers to talk about how some of us, according to Joe, some Americans still want to see lynchings. And they want to go and take photos and send postcards back to their families. That's what he thinks of when he thinks of Americans. When you hear him talking about, we're going to get you help, we're going to be there for you, he's talking to Ukrainians. So just don't get it twisted, is all I'm trying to say. By the way, 508 says, where are the peace talks? Where are the anti-war protests? He's made it very clear, Zelensky, he has no interest. He doesn't want to talk to Putin. I don't think he wants peace. He wants war. He wants to fight this war to the end. The problem for us is we have no idea when the end is, and nobody's asking. There's no end in sight. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. So we're left here writing blank checks, and Joe Biden's more than happy to do that. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk Bernie Sanders, Marianne Williamson, and so much more. Do not go anywhere. It's Grace Curley Show.
This is Howie Carr for ReadyWise. With food and energy costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to feed their families and warm their homes. To say these are not ordinary times is an understatement. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits and more to provide you with security and peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie25 at checkout and receive 25% off your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com and use code Howie25.
Keep your car, truck, or SUV in tip-top running condition and get your oil changed. My friends at JB Auto Care in Weymouth are offering $20 off an oil change, conventional or synthetic. The waiting room is clean and the service is excellent. Need repairs? I count on JB Auto. They offer Saturday service, free loaner cars, and a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Call today and let them know Grace sent you, or book online at jbautomotive.com. JB Auto Care, Route 3A in North Weymouth.
Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Car Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. You'll save money and receive free shipping with code Howie. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your mouth issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take too many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for 2023, put yourself and your health first. There is a reason people say, have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. The recent Supreme Court rulings are changing the gun ownership landscape. At Cape Gunworks, we are here to answer your questions. Come in and meet our friendly staff and try guns on our rental wall. Join us for a date night on Fridays or try a range experience package and see if firearms are right for you. Go to CapeGunworks.com to sign up for a class or to shop online. Cape Gunworks, there has never been a better time to give us a shot.
Whether you're a first-time gun owner or a gun enthusiast who has outgrown your current safe, you'll want to know that the area's best Liberty Safe dealer is Dependable Lock Service, located in Nashua. Visit Dependable Lock Service for a large collection of in-stock safes now. Keep your guns and other valuables in the safe made with the best materials and craftsmanship in the USA. A Liberty Safe. Visit LibertySafeNewHampshire.com to find the right safe for you.
Inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. He wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say I could smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself and then give one as a gift. They're all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. We've had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third of the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code GRACE, you'll save money and receive free shipping. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code GRACE. Shipping is free.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
This light pours into your brain, restoring, healing, revitalizing every cell. This light pours through the bone of your skull, the bones of your face, the muscles of your head, the light flowing now into and through the cells of your eyes,
okay,
your nose.
Okay. I think I get the gist. That's Marianne Williamson. Ears. She ran in 2020. She went viral a lot for moments like that. And she is a self-help author, very successful woman, very well known in certain circles, like a lot of people who are into positive thinking, affirmations, things like that. They know Marianne Williamson. She sat down with Politico and it looks like she's going to run again. And I was thinking about it because, first of all, it reminds me that when she talks like that, I used to do hot yoga occasionally. I wasn't cut out for it. But when I was doing hot yoga, at the end, there'd be like a 5 or 10 minute conversation where the yoga instructor would really mellow you out and you just had to lay there. It was my favorite part of the class. You just lay, stare at the ceiling and fall asleep for the most part. She'd be great at that. She would be great. Everybody would be conked out. Everybody would be taking a nap. But the second part is, as much as we laughed at her in 2020, imagine how much better off we'd be with her rather than Joe Biden. At the very least, listening to her would be more enjoyable. She has a soothing sounding voice.
She can do a 4 minute video without coughing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's more than we can say for Joe. And also, compared to so many of his cabinet members, at least Marianne Williamson is an author. She's, you know, a successful businesswoman. I'm just saying, Williamson 2024 doesn't sound too bad to me. Susan, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi. I like your show, Grace. I have to say that.
But, thank you.
You know, I am really disgusted with Joe. I think a two-year-old would be more qualified than him. But I think a lot of this is just a distraction. In Massachusetts, they're trying to shove a whole bunch of stuff down our throats, like the MBTA, mandatory, whatever they want to call it. But everything ties back into Agenda 21. And I wish that you would discuss that on your show frequently, because I think a lot of people really need to be made aware of what they're trying to do to the citizens of this country, not just Massachusetts. But, you know, like the immigration comes into play and COVID comes into play. I mean, there's a whole realm of issues that all go back to that one thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't disagree with you, Susan. We've had people texting in about immigration and about these issues. We talked a lot about COVID on Friday and how the misinformation that's out there about these vaccines and myocarditis and also about natural immunity. I mean, it changes every day. And I think it all ties back into this distrust people have for government agencies right now. And I don't blame people. I don't blame people here in Massachusetts. I don't blame people across this country, because there has just been so many abysmal failures and no one will take any sort of responsibility. And to make it worse, everybody's telling you that everything's wonderful, that you should be so happy, that you just lack the enzyme to understand how great everything is. Remember Pete Buttigieg told us, oh, we've had so many accomplishments, it's hard to distill it down for the American people. Distillation station. That's not really happening either. 844-500-4242. It says, breaking, Don Lemon removed from CNN morning show to start the week. Discussions about anchor's future are ongoing. So, just kind of an update. We still don't know if Don Lemon...
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
That was probably the biggest lie he's ever told. Because every time I'm talking about Don Lemon, it's because he is the story. It's because he said something outlandish or offensive that has him in the hot seat.
That bubbly. I got that bubbly. I got that bubbly.
Or he's drunk. Or he's drunk on CNN on New Year's Eve. That too. I forgot about that one. 844-500-4242. So our poll question, you know, people are texting in. They're saying, I really love the poll question. I wish you had an all of the above option. I know, but then the all of the above option gives people a cop out. We like to make people choose. If you want to vote in the poll question, go to gracecurlyshow.com. That's gracecurlyshow.com. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's had the worst response to the disaster in East Palestine? Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, the EPA, Governor Mike DeWine, or the mainstream media?
Well, let's go through some of these. So Governor Mike DeWine, keep in mind, he's a Republican. This was very strange. I don't know what his thought process is. He's been all over the map, kind of a clown, not doing a great job with this. Let's play DeWine's response to why he's not getting more help from the federal government. This is cut 12.
You know, look, the president called me and said, anything you need, I have not called him back after that conversation. I will not hesitate to do that if we're seeing a problem or anything, but I'm not seeing it.
Huh?
What? So he's doing a couple things there, Jared. He's giving Joe Biden a complete pass, saying, oh, he called me. Like, he's all set, in other words. He offered. You know, he offered. It's like if you offer to bring something to a party and then people go, you showed up empty-handed. I offered. I said, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything? He's running cover for Joe Biden. But the second part of it is he's highlighting his own incompetence. You don't think there's anything that you guys need in Ohio right now? You can't think of anything the people in East Palestine could use? You don't think more hands on deck might be good or more money might be good? I haven't called him back. The governor.
When things get bad, I'll call him. Timeout.
That's really crazy. And then, of course, you have the EPA. I don't think the EPA's necessarily had the worst. And this is unfortunately going to be something we see over time. As time goes on, how bad their response was. But I can tell you one thing for sure. The EPA's head administrator, Michael Regan, his response was the most laughable. It was the one that made me roll my eyes the most. Take a listen to this. This is Cut 10.
And if people want to go different places and want more assurances or want time to pass a little bit, they have a right to do that. But for those who can't, I am asking that they trust the government. And that's hard. We know that there is a lack of trust, which is why the state and the federal government have pledged to be very transparent. As soon as we get information, we're posting that information. People can look at that information. They can also have third parties look at that information and verify it. The state of Ohio and EPA are working hand in hand. And if we say that the water is safe...
I can have third parties look at that information. Oh, like a fact checker? Can I have Daniel Dale look at the information? Then I'll really feel good about drinking
vinyl
water.
Vinyl chloride is actually good for you. Here's why.
The media has been terrible. The media, New York Times, I saw Vox, not Fox, Vox, V-O-X, this weekend, was reading an article about how it's not Chernobyl 2.0. You know, everything's like, oh, no big deal, no big deal, no big deal. And I just want to point out to everybody, these are the same people who, if you have a gas stove or if you use a plastic straw or if you don't bow down to the altar of climate change, you're the problem. This is serious. You don't understand how big of a deal this is. You're not upset enough. You need to be outraged. You need to be slashing tires and throwing soup at Van Gogh paintings to save the planet. There's plenty of things they'll get unhinged about. But the black billowing plumes in Ohio and all the dead chickens doesn't really do it for them.
Just relax. Have a glass of muddy rainbow water.
Well, you know, something else that's interesting is that Senator Sherrod Brown, he's actually a Democrat from Ohio. And take a listen to what he had to say. He was on CNN State of the Union. It was Pamela Brown, not Jake Tapper. Take a listen to Cut 11.
Senator Brown, you were just there this week on Thursday. Should the residents of East Palestine accept the assurances from the government, or are they right to be skeptical?
Well, they're right to be skeptical. The EPA administrator, when I was there, both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that, but when you return to your home, we think the water's safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again for your water and your soil and your air, not to mention those that have their own wells. So,
you know what I would have said back to Pamela Brown? You know, Pamela, there was a time, and I should add it was a little before my time, but there was a time when
everybody
was...
gather around. We're going to tell the story of the before time again.
Yeah. When it was your job to be skeptical. Do you guys remember that? That was a crazy time. That was a crazy time where it wasn't right-wing commentators who were being skeptical or, you know, the residents who were dealing with the disaster being skeptical. It was actually the reporters, the air quotes, please, the journalists who were skeptical of these agencies. They used to. I want to give Pamela Brown another heads up. This is going to blow her mind. They used to actually ask questions and demand answers. And it wasn't even that long ago. I remember that kind of accountability, that kind of curiosity back when Trump was president. And now she's asking a Democrat senator from Ohio, Are the citizens right to be skeptical? It's laughable. It's insane. We do have to read the actual poll question, though, right? I haven't forgotten. So the question is, who's handled it worse, Jared? Who are my options?
Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, the EPA, Governor Mike DeWine, or the mainstream media?
Now, if Joe Biden hadn't showed up at Ukraine today and started telling them how he's going to take care of all their pensions, I might have said Pete Buttigieg, because he's been terrible. And he's really been, he's been missing in action, which is kind of his thing. But I'm going to go with Biden, because a fish rots from the head. Joe Biden's the top dog. Let's give it to Joe.
48% say Pete Buttigieg in the lead. The mainstream media and Joe Biden are tied at 22%. 6% for the EPA and 2% for Governor Mike DeWine.
And, of course, the wonkiest part of this whole thing is that I still hear Pete Buttigieg's name floated as a presidential contender. Like, people are like, what does he have to do to get fired?
Doesn't have a good chance to win in Ohio.
Well, Jared, true. But people always say, what does he have to do to get fired? I mean, how many failures has he had? What does he have to do to get fired? Forget getting fired. We should be worried about what does he have to do to not be elected president of the United States of America. Okay, that should be our number one concern right now. Paul, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
What's going on?
Well, I just want to bring up, if it hasn't been brought up before, one time last week when looking into this whole Ohio disaster with Norfolk Southern, I've just Googled who were the owners, and the owners of Norfolk Southern Railroad are none other than Vanguard BlackRock. Imagine that. I think there's some lawyers that work for Joe Biden, I believe, that are on the administration from BlackRock, if I'm not mistaken. So that's
well,
all I wanted to share.
I got to do a double check on that. I got to have a third party check that out, Paul. But what I will say is, if that is true, then they have a new enemy in Pete Buttigieg, because he sent them a very, very sternly, strongly, sharply worded letter letting them know, very Charlie Baker-esque, that he is disappointed in them and that he's not going to stop until they do what's right for the people in Ohio. We can actually read you a little bit from this letter later on. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny because it's like, it's so Obama and Charlie Baker, you know. I'm going to count to three, and you guys better step it up, or I'm going to be even more mad, and I'm going to be really upset. Pete is just the weakest of the bunch, and that's really, really hard to be in this Biden administration. But when you're making Marty Walsh look like a superstar, yeah, it might be time to just hang it up. The Nassau Beach Inn is the perfect Cape Cod getaway for you and your loved ones. Jared, you were off for a good amount of time last week, so I wasn't able to have you explain to people why the Nassau Beach Inn is one of the best spots on Cape Cod, very reasonably priced as well.
Yeah, it is the most tranquil place that I have ever been to. Every room is, it's nice and quiet, but it has a picture window so you can look out. You get a view of the ocean from every room. Every room has a fireplace if it's chilly. If it's not that chilly and you want to be outside, you could go sit by the fire pits, which are also available to every room. And you can watch the sunrise and drink your coffee. You can watch the moon rise. You can see stars at night. You can walk to the beach. I mean, you're steps from the ocean. It is the perfect place if you need to get away.
Yes, it is. And as I mentioned, everything's expensive nowadays because of inflation. But we're going to give you a really, really, really good reason to go to the Nassau Beach Inn. You cannot beat this price. You can enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $149.99 a night on weekdays, $179.99 a night on weekends, or you can schedule to have your summer trip set with breakfast included, which sounds delightful, Memorial Day through September 20th. So get exclusive access to the only hotel on the Cape Cod National Seashore. Do what Jared did. Relax. Go somewhere tranquil, take your mind off of life, and book online now at NassautBeachInn.com. That's NassautBeachInn.com. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. I have more sound cuts to play for you, and we'll keep taking your calls and getting your reaction to both Ohio and Ukraine. Because I think these two things, I know I keep tying them together, but I think I have good reason to. Because I've never seen such a foil to something. Like what you're seeing here in the United States of America, how we're treating our own citizens, like they don't matter, or it's not a big deal, or they'll be fine. And then our president is over in Ukraine pledging $500 million and helping people with their pensions. What am I missing? What part of this am I not understanding? Am I not distilling from the situation? Explain it to me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
All businesses have been stuck with unsustainable rising costs. The prices of everything just keep going up. DiStefano Hair Restoration is still offering the lowest prices in New England for hair transplants. They do not know how much longer they can sustain these prices, but they are guaranteeing their prices for anyone who schedules a hair transplant in February before the current administration forces them to raise their prices. Now truly is the time to get a hair transplant if you have been thinking about it. Take advantage of this while you can. Trust me, you will be glad you did. When you are looking for the right place, you want quality, experience, and affordability. With DiStefano Hair Restoration, you get it all. I had my hair transplant done by Dr. Hines and his team and could not be happier. Just look at my before and after pictures at hairman.com. With 5 locations in 4 states, it's convenient and easy to get the hair you deserve. 2 locations are in Massachusetts, with 1 each in New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Visit hairman.com today to schedule your free consultation. That's hairman.com. My daughter tells me it's cold in Metro Boston and especially on the Cape Islands and the South Shore. But snowbirds like me will be returning for the summer, and the best time to prepare for a great summer is now. There's no better place than Payne's Patio for your outdoor furniture and accessories. The supply chains have improved, but we don't know what the future holds. The great folks at Payne's Patio in Pocasset are filling up their showrooms and warehouses with plenty of inventory to help you transform your outdoor or three-season space into an oasis. Payne's Patio carries the best selection of outdoor furniture from the finest manufacturers, along with home decor and accessory choices at Nautical and Nice that are off the charts. Now's the time to plan ahead for the best selection so you can be ready to enjoy the great outdoors next summer. Go to Payne's Patio, 3 miles south of the Bourne Bridge, or paynespatio.com. With Joe Biden's rollout of a non-cash economy, the government may soon be spying on all private transactions of every American. That's some scary stuff. The Democrats are committed to destroying our free society and our constitutional right to privacy. Gold will soon be the only form of anonymous wealth permitted by the deep state, which is why Americans are now racing to buy gold to protect their money from unconstitutional spying before it's too late. Learn how to reclaim your power over your hard-earned money through Monetary Gold's free guide, FedCoin, a privacy threat. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the threat of FedCoin and financial spying. Historically, gold has always been the ultimate inflation hedge. In this time of uncertainty, gold is here to stay. Through this guide, learn why wealthy Americans and smart investors choose gold. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500.
Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
We're playing all these cuts of reactions from the EPA minister, Mike Regan, from the governor, Mike DeWine. I can't help but notice that the Secretary of Transportation, there's no sound cuts of him. After his Yahoo Finance interview, which right there,
Grace,
Jared.
This happens all the time. What do you need the guy to say?
What did Trump one time say about Yahoo? He was like, some reporter asked him a question that was fake and he said, where are you from? And the guy said, Yahoo. And he said, well, that explains why. You know, that explains your question. But he does his interview with Yahoo Finance, and then he just basically disappears. And so what I told people before we went to break was that Pete Buttigieg is sending a letter. He sent a letter to Norfolk Southern, and he reported how disappointed he was in the railway company. He said, Norfolk Southern must live up to its commitment to make residents whole. And he also said that It is imperative that your company be unambiguous. Uh-oh. We might have a new word. I'm looking at it. I have it on the board already. Ambiguous. Unambiguous. And forthright in its commitment to take care of the residents. You could say the same thing about Pete Buttigieg. Shouldn't you be forthright? Shouldn't you be open with people? Shouldn't you be, I don't know, anywhere? Some visible?
After the racist construction sites are taken care of, then we can worry about the environmental disasters.
I don't know. That seems like we're rushing it. I say after the white construction workers are taken care of, and then the racist highways. And then we will get to, and after, you know, he flies around the world a couple more times on his private jet and hangs out with Prince Harry, then we get to East Palestine. But the reason I bring this up is because this reminds me of Tony Blinken. So Tony Blinken was talking on Meet the Press, and listen to what he said about China. Now, of course, this is referring to the Chinese spy balloon. There was more balloons spotted this weekend. But this is what he had to say. Cut five.
Chuck, I don't want to characterize what he said. I don't think that would be appropriate, although I can tell you, no, there was no apology. But what I can also tell you is this was an opportunity to speak very clearly and very directly about the fact that China sent a surveillance balloon over our territory, violating our sovereignty, violating international law. And I told him quite simply that that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
And I bet China was shaking in their boots, Tony. I bet when Tony Blinken looks at you with those deer in the headlight eyes and says, this is unacceptable and this cannot happen again, or else we're going to be very unhappy. I bet China's just going, ooh. They love these letters, this disappointment, these strongly worded things. I don't think it's working. We'll be right back. We're going to talk Bernie Sanders after the break.
The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the globe will collapse. That means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. What are your New Year's resolutions? Is one of them to finally sell that piece of real estate that you've been hanging on to? Resolve to take control in 2023. Take control with JJ Manning Auctioneers and sell on your terms. Take control by selling with no contingencies for financing, for inspections, or for appraisals. Take control with one busy auction open house instead of random showings. Take control by selling to cash-ready buyers who are not hostages to rising interest rates. Take control with an as-is sale. There is no need to sink money into the property before selling, even a property with a failed septic. No Title V required. Best of all, take control with a 30-day closing on your property. In a JJ Manning auction, there is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Take control this year. Go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold.
After drinking 1 ounce 3 times a day, my patients tell me how wonderful Balance 7 makes them feel. I'm now recommending Balance 7 to you. You can experience the same great benefit that my patients experience. Balance 7 neutralizes the acid in your body and unlocks your immune system so that your body can heal itself. With reduced acid in your body becomes less inflamed, which means joint discomfort and heartburn disappear, along with many other benefits. Some of my patients start experiencing results in as little as 3 days. Money back guarantee.
Balance 7 restores the body's natural defenses to improve joint discomfort, support brain health, and help sustain energy levels. See results in just 72 hours. Wake up and hit the ground running with Balance 7. Use code word B7 for your free bottle of My Smooth Skin.
Get your energy back and order Balance 7 today. With code Howie, get free shipping and $15 off. Order today at balance7.com.